producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a very good idea to do whenever you want to do it. I'm always glad to hear from you. Let me just be real honest with you. I think Mercury's retrograde, and Mercury is the planet that has to do with communication. I've never seen so many sort of goof-ups in my entire life as I've seen the last couple of days. But maybe it's a combination of being that close to a full moon, and it's a short month. We have Sadie Hawkins Day coming up. We're almost through this month. So I know all sorts of things. Alrighty, today is Levi Strauss Day, which I guess means it's National Blue Jean Day. Did you know how and why Levi Strauss invented blue jeans? Do you know the story, Blake? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. It was in California, which is why Levi Strauss Plaza is in San Francisco. And denim was used, I think, for tent material, I think. And so it was his idea to take the material and use rivets so they didn't pull apart. So you're exactly right. And they were resilient and relatively waterproof and hence launched an empire. There you go. And didn't even have spandex to rely on. Do you wear blue jeans?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Except when summertime hits, then it's khaki shorts.
Got it. Okay. I know all my producers, I think, have exactly the same wardrobe. and
yeah.
It's broken, or it's stupid and cheerful t-shirts. Okay, so here's the the deal. I grew up in Colorado, and so long before jeans were really fashionable and really put the garment trade out of business. I mean, when I first moved to New York, the station I worked for, actually, I guess the station I originally worked for was not in the garment district, but then the one that I was with for a long time was right in the middle of the garment district. And blue jeans single-handedly, blue jeans and tights, single-handedly put the garment industry basically out of business in the United States, because instead of people buying buying a skirt or a fancy dress or, you know, work clothes or dress down Fridays, everybody just wore blue jeans. But before that happened, I grew up, as I said, in Colorado, and blue jeans were what everybody wore because that's what you wore on a ranch. So I went to school wearing blue jeans, but my blue jeans were not particularly hip. And they had flannel linings quite often because blue jeans in the winter are not very warm. They're pretty porous. They're an actually interesting material. They're perfect for San Francisco, but they're not really very warm in the winter. And they're not really very cool in the summer, even though everybody wears them all the time. But San Francisco is perfect because it really never gets very cold. And it really is, the city itself never gets really hot. As Mark Twain said, the coldest winter of his life was the summer he spent in San Francisco because it's foggy. So they were the perfect clothing for San Francisco. But so I grew up, you know, as a hick wearing blue jeans. And then imagine my surprise when by adolescence blue jeans were hip, although not with flannel lining. And the flannel lining, you would actually, which made them, first of all, a lot more comfortable and a lot more wearable. But what you do is you roll up the cuffs, and so the flannel would show through. That was considered incredibly cool when I was about 5 years old. So now you know everything about Levi's. Okay, enough. I thought one of the things that we would talk about today, because it's coming up this weekend, is the Oscars and movies, and we know that I love movies, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. But on this day, actually, it's kind of an interesting day for naturalists, because on this day, it's kind of interesting that the way that history kind of unfolds. On this day in 1919, Woodrow Wilson created the Grand Canyon National Park. Have you ever been to Grand Canyon?
Yeah, once, I think about 4 years ago.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very pretty.
One of my favorite experiences of my whole life was completely accidental. I was flying from San Francisco to, I think, Boston, and flew over the Grand Canyon on a really clear night with a full moon. And realizing that people have only been able to see that for maybe, that Kitty Hawk was, 1919 or something like that. So for less than 100 years, that anybody had the option of seeing that particular view. It's an amazing thing. If you haven't been in the Grand Canyon, go. And the best time to go is really in the spring or the fall because the summer is very crowded. And I think you actually, if you're going to camp there at all, you have to get a permit. And I think sometimes to park. But, I mean, Woodrow Wilson created the national park. Calvin Coolidge, a decade later, established Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. So that's pretty cool. And it's interesting that it was a decade apart on the same day. I had not remembered this, but the original World Trade Center bombing in 1993, which killed 6 people, was in the garage, was on this day in 1993. I had forgotten that. I was actually doing a television program that day. I had mentioned yesterday Joe Franklin, and I was actually doing his TV show, and remember hearing all the sirens and not being at all clear. Nobody knew exactly what was going on. And, but, you know, we forget that in the face of September 11th. But this, the original one, that they had gotten a van and filled it with fertilizer and put it in the garage of the World Trade Center. And it didn't do much damage. It killed a bunch of cars and 6 people. And I actually, supposedly it injured, they said, 1,000 people, which I don't remember that. I just remember being astonished that anybody would do that. And everybody was at the time. And all the sirens that were really converging in downtown New York. And if you look at a map of New York City, I know what it looks like, folks. You don't need to remind me of that. But it's a very small area. And so all of those first responders converging there, it was very noisy. And nobody knew exactly what was going on. I'd forgotten all about that. But it was on this day in 1993. I guess, 23 years ago. In this day in 1972, the Buffalo Creek flood caused by a burst dam killed 125 people in West Virginia. So it's kind of an interesting day in history, isn't it? I mean, we get national parks and huge disasters. And for those of you who are astronomy buffs, on this day in 1616, who knows if it was this day, Galileo was banned by the Roman Catholic Church from teaching or defending the view that the Earth orbits the sun. Said that was... went against the teachings of the Catholic Church. So there you go. 855-993-7569. One of the big controversies today, well, the controversy that's been going on for months, well, since the nomination, as most of you know, Chris Rock is going to host the Oscars this year. But he is the only person of color that's going to be there other than probably the waiters and the wait staff, which is a huge scandal this year. And there really are, I really do think that awards should be colorblind, but there are a couple of performances this year that I think really were overlooked by people of color. And so now the big controversy is, should they have best actor and actress category, or should that category just be best performance in a drama? The problem that's going to happen, and again, this is one of those things that I think really questions our sense of fairness and everything else, although remembering that it is just an award, but awards translate into a great deal of commerce, is that if they make the categories just acting, which some have, one of the groups that I work for, our vote for has a category of best new actor, and it's either male or female, or best ensemble, does something to do with it. But by and large, we still have actor and actress. The problem is if they make it just best performance in a drama, women are going to be underrepresented. We already know that. They're underrepresented in terms of roles. They're underrepresented in terms of strong roles. And so what you're going to have if they do that, but, I'm not sure that we should actually have a category that says best non-white actor or actress. I don't know. Although it is an award. I mean, and we need to remember that it really is the cherry. It's not even the icing, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. We're just about to run out of February. Did you realize that? Yeah, I missed this. I know, as I said, we're more than 15% through the year already. I mean, it's just astonishing to me. 855-993-7569. So I'm kind of surprised you guys weren't sort of more responsive, to be quite honest, about the issue about the Oscars. You just doesn't care about them. Now, have you seen any or most of the movies, Blake? All right, you want me to tell you what the movies are? All right. Now, as you know, for the Oscars, there can be up to 10 Best Picture nominations, which I think is a problem. I think they should have stuck with the 5. I think they should go back to that. But this year they did 8, which is the other thing that makes people unhappy. For example, Straight Outta Compton, which I thought was a really good movie. Do I think it's one of the 10 best? Maybe. It certainly is going to be very close, and it's, given the fact that they only did 8. So, but look, I that controversy, that I guess that ship has sailed, although you know that Chris Rock is going to take off on it. All right, Best Picture, Bridge of Spies, which is the Steven Spielberg movie about the Cold War, and Mark Rylance is nominated as Best Supporting Actor in that, but he'll get beat by Sylvester Stallone, I think. Mad Max Fury Road, a lot of people really loved. The Revenant is Alejandro Iñárritu's repeat after Birdman from last year. And that and Spotlight, I think, are considered the major contenders, that Revenant is the one to beat. And Leo is nominated for Revenant, as is Tom Hardy for supporting. Spotlight, I thought, was terrific. Nominated for Best Actor, also supporting actor. But a couple of awards there for Rachel McAdams and Mark Ruffalo. And who's the other one? There's another one who's nominated for it. I'll think about it in a minute. The Martian, which was a terrific movie. It may have come out and peaked a little bit soon for the Oscars. But Ridley Scott and Matt Damon is nominated for that and was terrific. The Big Short, which is my favorite movie of the year. And I was really pleased to see the Oscars put it on the top 8. I thought it was smart. I thought it was... Spotlight is a more traditional picture. The Revenant, to a certain extent, is a more traditional picture. For me, The Big Short was about something that was smart. It used different techniques. It was just a more entertaining movie in some ways, about a more upsetting subject, to a certain extent. Although, a lot of these movies are about upsetting subjects. Room was... I think Brie Larson is going to win for this one as actress. But I'm not sure. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year, but... It's an interesting movie. Brooklyn, I thought, was a sweet little movie. I liked it a lot. Saoirse Ronan is nominated for Best Actress on this one. So, have you seen any of these, Blake? No. And it's not nominated, Sugar Plum. All right, so what can I tell you? Yeah, it's... This was not a huge year for... Well, actually, I think it was a huge year for movies, but it was mostly because of things like... Deadpool is this year. The Avengers was last year. You like Deadpool, huh? Deadpool 3 times? My goodness. All right. All right. So let's hear what people are feeling about the Oscars on our Facebook folk. Yeah, I don't think it's got a shot for best movie of the year. I agree with you. I think it's one of those sweet little movies. It'll do very well on DVD. It's kind of a curl up on a rainy Sunday afternoon kind of movie. But I think Oscars tend to like bigger movies with sort of a little bit more epic view of them. But certainly, I mean, if you look at it, Bridge of Spies is about the Cold War. Mad Max Fury Road is about, I guess, it's the death of civilization as we know it. Yes. The Revenant is about revenge. Spotlight is about pedophile priests in Boston. The Martian is about somebody getting stranded on Mars. The Big Short is about the subprime housing crisis. Room is about a young woman who's kidnapped and then having to reemerge into society. Of the movies, Brooklyn is probably the only one that's not about some kind of tragic situation. But I hear a lot of people really liked it. And and as I said, Saoirse is nominated for not only as the best actress, but the most difficult name to pronounce. Okay, what else?
Yeah, so then we have Tom, who says, "I look forward to your movie thoughts. You provide useful and thoughtful insights." Continues on saying, And as this season cycles round, I'm sure to list up all the contenders, most genres. My favorite genre is shorts. The short stories and films are my favorite.
You know, it's really interesting. I've seen probably more shorts this year than I used to do, just because they sent them to me, and in past years they haven't. Documentaries are also one of my favorite categories, more and more so. Let's see, just because you were such a sweetie about it. Also, best foreign language films. Let me just tell you about those a little bit, just because those are ones that often people don't see. A War is a very upsetting movie. Son of Saul is looking at the Holocaust through the eyes of one of the prisoners who was meant to take care of other prisoners. So it's an upsetting movie. Embrace the Serpent, I didn't see, to be quite honest. Thebe, I thought was fantastic. It's a story, it's really the story behind Lawrence of Arabia, as seen through a young Bedouin's eyes, and I thought it was terrific. Mustang is also a wonderful view of women who wear veils in countries that we tend to be dismissive of women and their personalities, and this one is really literally a look behind a veil, and I thought it was wonderful. But of those, of the four that I've seen, again, several of them are very upsetting, but I thought Thebe was just wonderful. And most people did not see it, of course, but that's what happens with foreign films.
Yeah,
there's also a foreign film that's coming up next week, I think, that I'm going to review for you. Folks, you got to get over your bias about foreign films, because some of the best things that are being done these days are being done. And I know you have to read them, and I know it's irritating, but get over it, all right? Let's see if I can find the shorts for you. Best documentary. We've got Amy, which is about Amy Winehouse, and is terrific. The Look of Silence is a very upsetting one about revenge. Winter on Fire, Ukraine is looking at the political situation, which is, again, upsetting. Cartel Land is about the drug wars, as you can imagine, in Mexico. See, what happened, I'm trying to remember what the rest of the name of this was. What Happened, Miss Simone is about Nina Simone, and which is a sad story. So there are a whole bunch of movies that are not what you'd expect. I think Michael Moore was very upset that his movie wasn't nominated, and I would encourage you to go see his movie. It's really terrific. All right, and I'll tell you about shorts when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Good. Doing well. Bill, how are you doing?
Very well. I've called a couple of times before, and again, I want to thank you. I think you did do such a great job of helping people problem solve and so on. In listening to the discussion about alcohol and drinking, referring back to my past, my father was an alcoholic, and I always knew growing up that he was and that I didn't want to be one.
Yep.
So I wasn't an alcoholic. However, I was in a high-pressured sales job with a Fortune 500 company, and as I used to say, I knew my limit. I just got drunk before I reached it. And the situation is, when I retired, I sat back and I was still kind of self-anesthetizing myself or medicating myself from the pressure. And I finally stopped and took a look and asked myself, not what I was doing, but why I was doing it.
Yep.
And there wasn't a reason there anymore. You know, I didn't have the pressure. I didn't have all of those things. And so I just stopped. I might have a glass of wine or whatever. And I think it's very important that while we realize it's a difficult situation and it can be addicting and so on, you always have the opportunity to take a look inward and try to monitor not only what your behavior is, but understand why you're doing it and then take the action. So that's just my two cents.
Well, I think it's a valuable two cents. Bill, if you look back now on the time where you were working for a Fortune 500 company and it was a high-pressure job, can you see alternatives to your drinking? Well, first of all, was there any negative consequence to it? Was there any...
Well, actually, no, there wasn't, which there could have been at times, I'm sure, but, while they say you can't fix stupid, I was never so stupid that it was so real apparent to everybody else, and the people I was around
were stupider.
That's right. So, actually, I looked good in comparison, at times, but it was, as I looked at it, we all would... whether you're at meetings or anything else, and things have changed a lot in the corporate environment now as well. And even after I left 6 years ago, but the truth of the matter is, up until about 10 or 12 years ago, they'd still have, open bars and all of those things at the, national meetings, at
breakfast
managers
meetings
and
so
on.
Yeah. Well,
they cut that way back.
I think you're absolutely right that the climate really has changed, and I think because of several things. One is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and as I said, I was in San Francisco when they actually started, and the woman who started was from California, and her daughter was killed by a drunk driver, and that's where she started it. And I think that really changed the climate to a very large extent about tolerance of drinking and driving, because at one point somebody actually did a survey, and they breathalyzed people coming across the Golden Gate Bridge after, I think it was midnight, because the bars in San Francisco closed at midnight, and in Marin County they didn't close till 2, and so they breathalyzed people coming back across into the city, into San Francisco, after midnight. And they were huge. Huge percentage of them were over the limit, number one, and the limit is extraordinarily high. If you've ever seen somebody who's really, depending on what state it is, a 0.1, that's a lot of booze, number one. Number two, I think that I work in an industry that was known for the 2 martini or the 3 martini or the 5 martini lunch. And there were a lot of executives where the word was if you wanted to have a meeting with them, you had to have it before noon, because in the afternoon there was just no talking to them. They wouldn't remember, and you just couldn't get any work done. You couldn't get any business done in the afternoon. And I think part of it was Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Part of it, I don't know if it was the economy, because I was talking with somebody who was in broadcasting just before I got into it, and talked about these lavish parties and these lavish trips and essentially unlimited expense accounts. And that was also the time of payola, which obviously never... anybody who's in broadcasting today has to sign a statement that says that we will not take any money, and I don't even know that people are offering money anymore. Nobody's ever offered me anything. But the idea being that the whole climate changed, and as you point out, one of the reasons people drink is it's effective, it works, it does self-medicate. But looking back on it, you're saying that, it didn't cause any marital problems, didn't cause any problems with your kids, didn't cause any health problems, drinking and driving?
No, I wasn't, but it was my first line of defense was always physical activity. I always worked out every day. I played hockey 6 times a week and so on. But when I would go to meetings or we would be, on the road or whatever, that's what everybody did. That was the environment there.
Yeah.
And so I'd participate and, I'd overdo it. And there would be a lot of people overdoing it. But I think the most important thing that I took away, and I've heard you say this as far as choices. I mean, you make choices. You can be addicted to something, but you continue it. You're still making the choice to be addicted. And so when I say look inside, ask yourself, why the heck am I doing this? And what is the upside? and how is it impacting? And truthfully, the worst thing for me was I felt like hell every day in the morning when I get up. You know what I mean? I wasn't so much into the drinking that I needed to have a drink the next day. I just, you know, I did it to have a good time, loosen up. And like I said, I knew my limit. I just got drunk before I reached it, and I got way too loose. So it might have been the degree I was at. It wasn't as bad as many people might get, but it sure wasn't worth it. So.
Well, Bill, thanks for calling and sharing that. I think you bring up some really important points. I would still argue that there might have been, even though the climate is such. I mean, look, it's hilarious to me when for when I was doing a lot of flying, they would upgrade me to first class because I was flying so much, and they would come and right. say, "Do you want a drink?" And before we took off, and I tend to stand for as much of the time as possible, so I would be standing in first class, and I would have a drink in my hand, but it was always seltzer with a lime. And people uh-huh. would say, "Wow, drinking!" Or when I would say seltzer with a lime, please, they'd say, "Oh, are you in the program?" Meaning Alcoholics Anonymous. And when people would come by and say, "Wow, drinking early," and I would say it's seltzer, they'd say, "Are you in the program?" The idea that somebody would choose voluntarily not to drink was just not part of the culture. It always fascinated sure. me. And, of course, it never offended yeah. me because I wasn't in the program. I don't drink. So it didn't bother me at all. But
right.
so I just thought it was hilarious that people would just make the assumption that the reason I wasn't drinking when I could was because I was an alcoholic. Oh, well.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that opened my eyes was, and I don't mean this to be judgmental, but by not drinking and going to social events, number one, you don't feel bad the next morning, but number two, just people watching is, A, it's funny, and B, it kind of makes
sad.
You, again, help you look yeah. look inward and say, "Oh my God, thank goodness that's not me," and "Oh my God, that was me."
Yep,
you
exactly.
know, so
it was like our first piece of advice: that just go to a party and watch other people drink and decide, is that really how you want to present yourself to the world?
That's
Bill,
exactly right.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. You know, I've also recommended for people who love someone who drinks to videotape them. And then show it to them when they're sober. It doesn't do any good to talk to anybody ever when they've been drinking. But when they're sober, it can literally be a sobering experience. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Right.
Hi, Joe.
Are you okay? Hi. How you doing? This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. A couple of days ago, I was listening to your show, and you had a woman on there, and she said that her mom was abusive, and she just realized it, and she had this pattern you had said of being a victim, because she said it. Do you remember this call at all?
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of days ago. I was listening to that, and a lot of that hit home with me because of the choices and the place where I'm at kind of in my life, but trying to break that cycle
okay.
seems to be outrageously overbearing, I guess, for lack of a word. And I don't mean to be a victim when I say this, but I don't understand how you kind of, you curse people, they take liberties per se, but again, You kind of want to look at the good side of this and thinking maybe you're, and then it falls into a pattern. And do you know what I mean?
But you know what, Joe? Hang on for me, and we'll go through this together so I know exactly what you mean, so I know exactly how to help you, right? Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Joe in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, Joe is calling as a response to a caller from a woman who called earlier who talked about her overbearing mom. And I said to her, look, you don't, she may have been a Gorgon, but you don't want to be a victim, because if you view your mom as this overbearing, controlling woman, you've given away all your power. So what we need to do is figure out if you view her as lonely or sad or needing of attention, then it's not that you've diminished her, it's that you've given yourself some options here that you don't have as long as you view her as this overbearing, horrible human being who controls your happiness. So now, tell me how this relates to you, Joe.
Okay. When, you know, I grew up with not such a good mom. I mean, I'm 51 at this point.
Okay.
My mom's passed a while ago.
Okay.
I just recently lost my sister to cancer.
Okay.
And it's really hard to go through She always had my back. She was there for me.
Okay.
She always told me, you know, you got to watch out for people. And I found a letter, and in the letter, I just found the other day, she told me that I need to be good to myself. I'm never good to myself. I'm worried about everybody else.
And yeah.
When I heard the call, I started to realize that there's a pattern of people in my life who know that I worry about other people, who take advantage of my
good nature.
Good nature.
You're caring, yeah.
And I've looked at these some manipulatives, but that was always the pattern of my life where I've always taken good things.
Okay, right. Let me stop you for just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do. How old was your sister?
She was 50, less than a year apart.
Okay, and how recently did you lose her?
November.
Okay, so not very long ago. All right. So, do you have other sibs, Joe, or was it just the two of you?
No. I have one sister who's a year or two older than me, but me and her were very close.
Okay.
And this is changing a lot of my perspective on a lot of things. I'm starting to see things look differently.
All right, give me an example, Joe, of something that you're seeing differently.
Let's just say a relationship where I was with somebody. I just would do everything that I could possibly do to make this other person happy. Now,
all right, wait a minute. Stop, participant. All right, are we talking about a romantic relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me ask you the question. Give me an example of something that you did that you thought would make that other person happy.
Something that I did that I thought would make that other person. Buy a few gifts that I thought that they would completely like.
Okay. Did they?
No.
Okay.
It was like, okay, but, you know, I was expecting a certain response, which I didn't get.
Okay, so wait. We're going to go through this a little bit at a time, so don't move too fast for me here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So how long, was this a marriage, was this a dating situation? Give me a little bit more clarity about the situation itself.
It was a dating situation. It was a long time ago.
Okay, so how long had you been in this relationship?
At that point, it was around 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. And no, have you ever married?
I'm gay.
Okay. Have you ever been in a committed relationship?
Yeah, one was for 15. I'm in one now that's 10.
Okay. Well, you're allowed to get married now, I think, if you want, Joe.
I know. All right. I could.
When I say, are you married, and you say, I'm gay, and say, okay, well, listen.
You know what? You just brought up a great point, but that's a whole different thing, you know?
I know it is. I know. I'm smiling at you. Okay. So even straight guys, gay guys, all guys can be commitment phobes. It's adorable. All right. So you're in this relationship with this person and bought this person expensive gifts. Now, why did you do it? Can you clarify that a little bit? Why did you do it? Why did you buy them expensive gifts?
It was a birthday situation.
It was what?
It was a birthday. So
all right, for a birthday. Okay.
Right.
So what? And did the gift did it give you pleasure to buy this person this gift?
It did. It did.
Okay. And were you was the expectation when you bought the gift that they would really like it a lot?
Yes.
Okay. And they didn't?
No.
Do we know why they didn't like it a lot?
I thought it was going to be something else. I thought it was going to be different.
Do you know specifically what the limitation was, why they didn't like it? Do you know what they would have preferred?
Well, a more expensive one, a nicer one, you know.
This person really said to you, this is okay, but you should have spent more money?
This is really nice, but, you know, it's...
Now, what was the but part? What came after but?
Well, the other one, you know, it's not exactly what I wanted. I wanted, you know, It was something like that. It was more.
And this was a good. I mean, this sounds to me that a relationship was. I mean, this sounds to me one of several things. Either not great communication that. And look, gift giving is always tricky because gift giving is a combination of what you think they want and what they actually want. And so it can be a learning experience. And some people are really good at it, some people are not. But if you're feeling that the real message was you should have spent more money, then you need to look at what the basis of that relationship is, because if the basis of that relationship is that we show love by dollar signs, then you have to decide if that's a reasonable criteria for you, and either it is or it's not. So that's not being a doormat. That's, you hear what I'm saying? And Joe, to a certain extent, this is the model I want you to use, is rather than, because I don't want you to be caught in that terrible place that says, well, if I stop being, you know, the only way to be happy is to not be a nice guy. First of all, it's not going to make you happy.
Right.
What you don't want to be is a doormat. What you don't want to be is a fool. But so the way to do that without having a personality transplant is decide what, number one, what's really going on here, what do I want, how do I get it, and does this person have any possibility of offering it to me? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that none of that has anything to do with doormatism. And the fact that you may have had a parent who made you think that the only way of getting through this world is to give people exactly what they want and all you had to do was figure that out, it's certainly not very good parenting. It's not unusual parenting, but it's not very good parenting. But your job as an adult right now, at this moment in your life, is not either to accept that overbearing kind of negative point of view, nor to reject it, but to figure out who you are and what you want. So I'm going to put you on hold. Can you hang on with me for a little bit?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. We'll be back to you in a moment then, all right? And I'm not going to charge you a cent for this. 855, well, maybe a bit. No, I'm kidding. 855-993-7569. We'll be back with Joe in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.